This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long I can hang on. And then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Alexa, pick a country.
I am going to go with Montserrat.
I don't even know how to spell that. That's great. Alexa, pick a category.
I am going to go with religion and spirituality.
Oh boy, one of my favorites. Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 200.
Your random number between 1 and 200 is 67.
And while I go dig out a podcast, why don't you take a second to listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and Montserrat is in the Caribbean for anyone keeping track at home, and we are going to look at the Bad Christian Podcast by Bad Christian Matt, Toby, and Joey. According to our good friends at Apple Podcasts, their description is Matt, Toby, and Joey discuss funny, controversial, and personal stuff with guests from the music business, leaders in the Christian world, and interesting folks from well outside the Christian world. In other words, real talk. Bad Christian, the language and topics I use in this podcast are for mature listeners. Listen at your own discretion. Their website is badchristian.com, and we're going to listen to episode number 451, Sex Experiments Results. And it goes a little something like this. Bad Christian. All right.
It's your boy, Too Real, taking over the intro today because today's another special episode of the Daily Dose. If you ain't in the BC Club, you don't get this. But we're giving it to you for free
today. Shocking.
Listen up, my main man, Pastor Joey Svensson, is talking to a couple about sex. That already seems cringy, right? So listen in. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Now, today's episode is sponsored by 8 Sleep. Get $150 off your purchase when you go to 8sleep.com/badchristian. Today's show is also brought to you by Marriage Supply. Marriage Supply, go there, get all your adult sex products that you want with none of that porn stuff. It's a good place to go check out, and it's a fun place to go check out, and I just happen to work there. So, you know it's going to be fun. Also, go to emeryland.com. We actually have that one. Somebody stole it from us. Go to Emory Music instead. emorymusic.com. Check it out. We have Emory Land, which you can join and help us put out our new record. As soon as you join, you immediately get our brand new EP, which is the best EP we've ever done.
I'm ready for some show.
We've only done like one or two of those. But seriously, the best one we've ever done. You're going to love it. Let's get to the show, Pastor Joe.
So you say you're tired of feeling alone. It's not your fault. You can't get what you want. How many times has it been said? Kid, you're just stuck in your head. When I'm praying, what does that even mean? When I can't tell you what I believe. And today is harder than most.
Okay, I'm ready for a voiceover, and let's fade this out.
Jesse.
Nice handling
and
noise.
I'm a little nervous about how to set this up because I think it was Toby on a Bad Christian Podcast episode. We were talking about sex and frequency of sex and how, I guess,
we can lose the music now.
Sex is good. Like, have at it because it's a good thing. But here's what makes me nervous is, y'all check this out, back in, it must have been 2010, 2009, something like that. Priscilla and I, my wife and I, we were leading a small group, and we literally had about 16 couples, and I remember proposing this challenge. And I think it would have been okay if they were all super close friends, but there were some people there that we didn't know that well. We didn't know their situation. And we just kind of, I will not throw Priscilla into this. I flippantly put the challenge out there for everybody to have as much sex as possible. And I think we may have even put some goals in there and everything. And here's why I think that that is an unwise thing to do. And I'm hoping that that Toby proposed it better on the podcast, is it's not taking into consideration anything about that couple, whether or not one of them had been abusive to the other person, whether or not one of them is completely emotionally absent from the other, and presenting that challenge having no knowledge of that couple and where they're coming from, where they're currently at,
yeah,
can be problematic.
You think?
You know, especially when people hear me, the small group leader, this is what he's saying, and that sort of BS.
That handling noise is on my nerve.
Leadership by just buying into it. But how did we present it on the show? Did you guys find it a healthy proposition? And it seems like you did, because you took up on it.
Well, actually, I was listening at work, and the guys were ribbing on you a little bit that you gave this horrible recommendation to your small group. And
I did talk about that.
Yeah. Gotcha. And so I was just kind of laughing, because it kind of seems like, you know, you go to pastors for advice and guidance sometimes, and their solution a lot of times is, well, Kristen, you need to take care of your husband better.
Right.
Or, you know, that's kind of like the default. So right. And Toby came around and said that, you know, he was kind of laughing and going, you know, at 43 years old, I can't imagine doing it every day for a week. So that's kind of how it went. And so I just kind of reached out to Kristen and I said, hey, these guys are joking around about this. We should try it just to see, because we've had so many ups and downs in our, you know, in our intimacy due to having kids and career stuff and you know, all that. But it was proposed as Toby or Joey, you did some horrible guidance in your small group,
I am on the fence with this one. I can't figure out if this is a real Christian show or if it's somebody making fun of Christians. I really thought that this was just somebody putting the word Christian in there, and then they were just going to be outrageous. And now when I listen to this, I'm like, no, I think this is actually a Christian show, and they're trying to have a serious conversation about subjects that most Christians don't think about. Now, I see here is one of their episodes is called Everything is Effed with Mark Manson, Pete Holmes. So they have some serious people on the show. I didn't quite, you did like a minute and a half of, you know, brought to you by so-and-so and brought to you by so-and-so. And then the thing at the beginning I thought was like intro music, like, hey, we're here, it's the Bad Christian Podcast. And it wasn't, it was some song. And then it took you forever to fade it out. So I'm not like, this is horrible, because it sounds like you might actually be having a okay conversation here. Now, this is one of those things where I will be the first to say your guest sounds like caca, and they're using your built-in laptop mic. And I don't know who to blame on that, because you want to blame the podcast and go, look, tell these people to go get a real mic. But I don't know how realistic that is. I will say that for bad audio, you did a good job of somehow turning it up to where I could hear the other person. It just, there was a lot of noise going on when that guy was talking. So when I hit stop here, I'm kind of like, this might have been good, but the beginning of it just didn't get me excited to go, oh, I can't wait to hear this. It was just kind of like, hey, we're going to talk about sex today. And then it was a bunch of commercials, and then another commercial. And then it was like you brought it on, and then I'm not really sure. We had some guy on who was the guest, but then I think when Toby came on, he didn't really introduce. I don't know. It was just, it was a little, for me, I couldn't really follow what was going on, and I couldn't really follow because nobody explained what the Good Christian Podcast was. I think they explained what the episode was. So I was just a little confused on that. So that's my first impression. Again, you can check them out, badchristian.com. And if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. There is no upsell. It is only $5. Now, if you got a little more in the budget and you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. We go over your audio. We go over your website. We go over your flow. We go over your goals. We go over everything, and it's only $99. Check that out, podcastreviewshow.com. That is going to do it for this episode number 277 of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday.